April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and together we can build a stronger Alaska, one where every child thrives. Let's support Alaskan families with knowledge, skills, support, and resources to ensure they can thrive. When parents and caregivers have the support they need, children grow up healthy and strong. Learn about the local events this month at Sitka Tribe of Alaska's calendar of events at sitkatribe.org. This message was brought to you by Sitkins Against Family Violence and the Sitka Tribe of Alaska.
Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16. Today is Monday, April 27th, 2026, and it's time for our live local interview. I'm Peter Apathy. I'm your host, and I have three guests in the studio with me today. Randy Huey. Randy is the executive director with the Sitka Community Land Trust. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. Bobby Pendleton is a homeowner as part of the land trust, but also a member of the board. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning.
And Will Peterson is also here, another board member.
Good morning.
And we have lots of things to cover today. We're going to start by talking with Randy, again, the executive director, about a tiny bit of history of the community land trust. What is a land trust, and how does that affect us here in Sitka, and where did land trusts even come from in the first place?
Right. This particular land trust has flown out of the work of a group of citizens who began to meet in 2007 about the terrible problem of affordable housing. And then I ended up joining their work when I retired from Sitka School District in 2013. And a few years later, we heard about the model of the Community Land Trust and established the actual mechanism, the Community Land Trust. Land trusts themselves have a rich and interesting history. They were initially established to help save, keep black farmland in black families in the South because it was being bought out steadily. And then the model worked, and then someone realized you could do the same thing with housing. You could protect its value and ensure that it stayed in the hands of the economically appropriate level of people.
So the land trust, a lot of history and almost 20 years of history here in Sitka. So tell us a little, Randy, about the land trust property that exists today in Sitka.
Right. We were given what was known as the old city shops in 2016 or 2017. We were given the land and a report that said it had been cleaned up, but they missed some stuff. So there were some tough, dark years there. Well, we cleaned the site when we didn't really have any money, and that slowed us down a bit. We built our first house in 2020 for a Raven Radio person, Aaron Fulton. And from the moment a house appeared, we've had more work than we can do steadily. And about 3 years ago, we stopped taking applications for homes because we had 19 applicants and 4 lots.
And that property, the Old City Shops, has turned into a real neighborhood.
It is.
And Bobby Pendleton, you're one of those neighbors in that neighborhood.
Yeah. I am so lucky. I think about that every single day, to have stable housing in this town. We can talk about a little bit, but there's not a lot of land in this town, you know, and there's not a lot of room to grow for some, especially younger people, but also just people that are low to moderate income. Stable housing is tough here. And I think the land trust model, honestly, is one of the only games in town, in Southeast, in Alaska in general. I mean, stable housing is just so important. And, you know, it has after effects we can probably discuss. Having, you know, a home you don't have to worry about, you know, losing at some point as a rental or anything like that. But also just building wealth, generational wealth is so important. These are great starter homes. You can keep them for 99 years revolving, you know, if you want to, but you don't own the land. And that's part of the reason that it's so much cheaper, as Randy mentioned. And so, yeah, I just feel lucky every day. I think a lot of the neighborhood, all the neighborhood feels the same way to me as me. And I'm hoping to continue this mission. I think I'm passionate about it personally. You know, you look at the numbers right now and there's not a lot of younger people here, younger people staying, just people in general. We need to have a stable place to live that's, you know, very fair between both equities, you know, poorer and richer. And I think this is one way to put our foot in the door and then stop, you know, from this becoming, no offense to anyone, but a retirement town. Some, we know we need to keep younger people here. We want to grow our schools. We want, you know, we need taxes. We need people to pay their taxes. And so the more opportunities we have for these people to stay here, have stable housing in lots of different ways, you know, it's not only the standard model we have where we have a traditional house that's built, but, you know, maybe in the future looking at other options to try to help. But the land trust is you know, it's going to grow and evolve, and I'm excited to see where it goes. But yeah, I'm just so happy to have my house.
So it's growing now. So mm-hmm. You've got a number of houses on that property mm-hmm. now, which is on Halibut Point Road, and it's growing and soon to expand with some apartments.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the apartments. Will, I'd like to hear from you. Will Peterson, also a member of the board for the Sitka Community Land Trust.
Sure. First, thank you for having us and giving us the opportunity to highlight our successes. And one of those is the apartments that we're building. It was just 2 years ago that we learned that Congresswoman Murkowski was able to secure over $2 million for us to build 3 buildings, a 6-unit apartment complex, upstairs, downstairs apartments. And we're just a few months away from finishing that. It's been moving pretty fast. And that provides us, two things. One, another option for people to secure housing, maybe a little bit more affordable than purchasing a home. And then also it gives us a steady revenue stream for the organization.
Okay, and you are accepting applications for those 6 units at this time?
I think our list is full, or Randy, what's the situation on that?
We're just taking names of people that want to hear about it. We're not yet actually taking applications, but there is a list on the website. You can put your name, and then we will correspond with you. We will send you an application when it's developed.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about that website. What is the website?
SitkaCLT.org.
Okay, SitkaCLT.org. So, gosh, we've got apartments. We've got a long history of developing this property. We've got lots of homeowners that are on the spot now. And coming up in October, there's an opportunity to showcase that work with an upcoming conference. So, Randy, I'll ask you about the regional conference that's coming up.
Right. The Sitka Community Land Trust has been part of a larger organization called the Northwest Community Land Trust Coalition. And these have been the folks that we could call and say, what do you do about X? You know, experienced people with larger organizations and smaller organizations and all across the Pacific Northwest. They've been a really great and rich asset to us as we have grown. We are going to host the annual conference in Sitka, October 1 and 2. It's actually, there's a September 30th, there's a pre-conference, and October 1 and 2. And we're excited about that, and so are all the people from the Pacific Northwest. They're excited about coming to Alaska, you know, how that is.
Does this project seem a little bit different than some of the things they've seen? It's very similar to things that are happening in other parts of the country.
Yeah, there's nothing unique about our model. We copied the national model of a community land trust, which has been developed for many decades, and we just implemented it here. We were fortunate to have a good amount of land given to us by the city, and we've been very fortunate that Senator Murkowski, you know, gave us money for apartments, and so we have... in a relatively short period of time, got our feet underneath of us as an organization. The model is well respected in town and accepted, and we'll have a reasonable income stream once the apartments are online. And so we've had some success, but there's nothing unique about it.
So, Randy, this conference, you will be presiding over this conference, as I understand, as the executive director, but it's probably the only regional conference you'll preside over. Is that correct?
It is. It is the last one I'll attend and the only one I'll ever preside over. Correct.
Okay. And that is because?
Well, I am retiring at the end of the year. So, yeah.
From how many jobs now have you had that you've retired from?
Right. This is just my sort of second career. Okay. I did 34 years in education, and now this will be 13 years in this, an unexpected second career.
And how did a career in education prepare you for this job?
I'm not sure it did. I did a lot of grant writing and fund development as in education. And so that was the part that was helpful. I knew how to write grants. I knew how to talk in the public. And I knew how to, I don't know what, gather people to the cause. So just those sorts of things. But I certainly knew nothing about housing. Yeah.
Well, it's an impressive impressive development. Bobby, I'm just going to ask you to describe it very quickly. We've only got about a minute left. Mm-hmm. But if for people that have not seen it or don't know about it, what do you see when you drive by, headed north out the road, and take a look to your right?
Wonderfully built homes, beautiful laurels lining in front of those homes. We have about, 12 homes completed, about to be 14, and plus the beautiful apartments in the end. You have wonderful views from all those homes of the harbor and the ocean, and it's a really perfect spot for homes, for this land trust. I do want to state really quickly, because we're leaving, but it's Randy's retirement. I have to say, on behalf of the neighborhood, and not alone the CLT, but it's not only like the things you've learned or done in education. I think it's just your passion, and I wouldn't have a home without you. And I want you to know that. I think everyone believes that. I think all the neighborhood knows that. Without you, we don't get what we get. And I want to, there was Mim, there was a lot of people that were involved in that. But you are the main driver for this piece of land, this beautiful piece of land we get to have. So thank you for everything you've done for us. I mean, you've changed a lot of people in this community, their lives. So,
well, all the best for the apartment opening. There's going to be an open house at some point so people can take a look and see what the apartments look like. Will they be open house for the two houses that are being constructed at this point?
Probably, yeah, okay. When they get completed, just to keep that, the word up. We're looking for more land down the road, and I'm excited to, keep moving in that process. So
the land trust doesn't stop here with the filling of the city shop's property.
No.
Great.
We don't want to.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. We've been speaking with Randy Huey. He is the executive director of the Sitka Community Land Trust. Will Peterson on the board and Bobby Pendleton on the board, and also a homeowner. Thank you so much for coming in, and all the best with the conference and the future of the land trust. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
Thank you.